Blog Talk Radio.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty? Be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to Blog Talk. Coming from Baltimore, Maryland, Beth Yahweh Congregation, sitting under the tutelage of Rabbi Yahael Ben Gershom Ben Daniel Yahshua HaMashiach. My name is Brother Shabel. My government name is Brother Rob. Want to open up with the blessing. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets, pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who chooses the Torah, Moses his servant, Israel his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Kol Shavuot. Send me a text. Someone, let me know if you're coming in loud. Clear my phone. It would die, and I charged it up and went down to the restroom, and I came back. It took forever to click on, and everything was moving slow. So give me a thumbs up. I don't even know if it's coming through. Appreciate that, please. Okay, I got it loud and clear. Hold up. I want to open up also with a prayer. Bow our heads. Can't bow your heads. Bow your heart. Father Yahweh, forgive me of my sins, knowingly and unknowingly. Forgive us all for our sins, knowingly and unknowingly. The Kohen of Beth Yahweh. Thank you for waking us today, Father Yahweh, giving us the breath of life. Thank you for allowing us to be in our right frame of mind, Father Yahweh. And those who are ailment, Father Yahweh, strengthen them. Help continue to comfort them and heal them. You are the great physician. Continue to heal and comfort Sister Hakok Debbie as she's recovering. Bless our Zakin Ward, Zakin Harris. Give them wisdom and strengthen them, keep them strong. Bless our the little children in the congregation. Keep them in your hands, Father God. Keep any unclean spirits from them. Bless the females in our congregation, Father God. Keep the spirit of feminism, what they call it now, but we know that's the spirit of Jezebel, Father God. Keep that spirit away from any of our sisters, the young sisters and the old sisters, married or single or widowed. thank you, Father Yah, for little Akot Naomi procedure being a success. And she's, last I heard this morning, she was recovering. All praise to you. Bless the Emoji family, Father Yah. During their time of mourning, Brother Yariel lost one of his siblings, one of his younger brothers. I'll continue to comfort him, strengthen him, so he can comfort his younger siblings, his brothers and sisters, and so he can also be a comfort to his father. Keep them in the prayer. Father, y'all, open up our spiritual ears and spiritual eyes, so we can hear your words, Father Yah, this evening. Anything I forgot, Father Yah, blame it. Don't blame it on my flesh. I'm just flesh. But the Holy Spirit, we had that confidence. Let us pray and make intercessions for us, as you said in the book of Romans. So on that note, I thank you. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah, family. Welcome to another episode of Beth Yahweh. Well, it's Beth Yahweh. We're coming through you on Blog Talk Radio. I know you shocked, but I was kind of disappointed myself. But just hold on, it's gonna come. Brother Yariel, he had to take an absence this evening, so that's why I'm filling in. If you don't know, I'm not his replacement. I'm just a fill-in when any other expected scheduled teachers are to teach, and in the event if something occurs, that's when I have to step in. And so therefore, that's why I'm here tonight in place of Brother Ariel. He started, it's going to be a smoking segment. He had another 5 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, of he's going to do like a mental health. And last week was like the introduction. So he's going to come back. So just bear with us for another 7 days, Yahweh give us. Hallelujah. You know, bro, in keeping you informed, if I can find it. Uh, Hey. Oh, if you're wondering what I'm looking for, I found it. Today, today's date and today in the month, starting most of all with the Father, Father Yah, who's the creator of the heavens and earth, as we're told that in the book of Bereshit, the book of Genesis. Today is the month. What would come first? First month. Yeah. Today is the month of Ziv, the second month, according to Father Yah, the creator of the heavens and earth. And today's date is the is the 12th of Ziv. At sunset this evening, right now it's kind of overcast and cloudy where I'm at on the west side. But usually when I look out my windows, when the sun does start to set, but it's kind of a lot of thick clouds right in that area where the moon would be at, where I'll be able to see it. By the end of this broadcast, it will be the 13th of Ziv. Right now we're in the ending, hours of the 12th day of Ziv. But at sunset, in the next 45 minutes, I want to say 35, 45 minutes, because I think it's like 7:40. It's caught up right now. Another 20, 25 minutes, it should be the 13th of Ziv. And on that note, since it's the 13th of Ziv, we might as well get this in. Tomorrow at sunset. Tomorrow at sunset will be the 14th of Ziv. And the 14th of Ziv is the second Passover. When I'm saying the second Passover, is the makeup Passover. If in the event person you missed the Passover due to certain circumstances that's listed in the Torah, I'm going to find that real quick since I mentioned it. Bear with me. I'm going to turn to it in your hand. While I'm looking for that, I'll take it that everyone had a good week, but if you had a trying week, all praises to Abba anyway, because why? The Shabbat is coming. And lay all your cares and rest them all on the side. Yeah, because you'll take over and take this double blessing. Leave all the burdens. Leave them behind. In the book of Numbers, Bidmar should be found in chapter 9, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to read it to you here, pertaining to what I just said. If someone's out here not in the listening audience and not familiar with, like, it's two Passovers. yes, the first Passover is in Exodus chapter 12, when you slaughter the lamb that was mentioned, that started it when our forefathers got delivered, brought out of the bondage of Egypt. Basically, you can put it into the terms now. Everyone, every generation must look at taking the Passover, the institution of the Passover, that memorial, as their own personal deliverance. See, and it's been a problem over the years that people associate certain things with certain ethnicities, certain groups of people. And in the Western culture now, there's a popular belief that Christianity is was always the way, or the new way, which that's not contrary to belief. That's not true. And you can go on the blog talk and go back, I believe, like a couple months, almost about 4 or 5 months back. Rabbi Yaakov, he did a series on Christianity. Couple brothers, just besides him, Brother Yariel, Brother Ariel, at the top of my head, Brother Dale, all the brothers, Brother Ahabel. Every brother said me. But yeah, they did a topic on that. So contrary to the belief, no, it always has been Ibri, always has been the ways of Yahweh, holiness. not Christianity is not a new thing, or he's replaced as some people misunderstanding of the scriptures, as Peter writes in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14 and 15, how they person is unlearned. When I mean unlearned, not educated in the world system of higher education and learn, which is nothing wrong with that, you know, bachelor's degree, master's degree, PhD, or this era comes in the higher learning system of the world, you know, I'm gonna say it, and what they call theology schools, as my brother, who I'm filling in tonight, Brother Ariel, would call them cemetery schools. Why cemetery schools? Because why they're not teaching life, they're teaching death. Because anything contrary to the word of the Most High, that's death. There's no in-between ground. So all my other brothers taught lessons on that, too. You can just go to Blog Talk. Sorry, I can't just pull off the lesson title, but I apologize for that. I didn't know I was going to go this way. But contrary to the belief, no, it's only one way. It always has been one way. And the transmission just keeps on passing on from generation to generation. That's why he says in Exodus, this will be a perpetual memorial that you do throughout your generation. So people will say, well, that was for them. Their generation stopped, whatever. I tell a person, how can you prove that? You can't. You're only going to prove that based off something you heard from a pastor that sat in one of those schools of death, theology schools. No time for no joking. This is a serious matter. Talking about a second chance to get redeemed for salvation, a second Passover. So no, he didn't replace them and have a new doctrine. Yahshua came from the fourth tribe. There was 12 tribes of Israel. Jacob, he was the grandson of Abraham, who the promise was given to back in Genesis chapter 12, when he told Abraham, come out of your. He kind of told Abraham the same thing we hear Paul echoing. See how the transmission keep going? Paul said in what, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, I think, brother. Who was it, Brother Mariel taught that? Or Brother Ariel last week? Come out of her, my people. And it's in Revelations 2. He told Abraham, come out of the land. Come out of your father's land. Come out of the ways of your father. Come out of all the ways. The ways of their paganism, their idolatry, the worshiping of the elements, the stars, the moons, and the suns. To come out of her, the land, Mesopotamia, whatever the practices were back then, come out of her. Come, walk. I'm going to guide you and lead you. My word going to be a light and a lamp to your path. That's Psalms 119, 105. We heard David echoing the same thing that Yahweh told. See how the same spirit is? Nothing new. But anyway, we know how it was. He told Abraham, come on out, and I'm going to take you on a journey. And I'm going to give you, you know, Abraham said, I don't have nobody to leave anything to but my heir, no heirs, only my servant, my best servant, Eliezer, who named me a helper of God. He's like, no, you're going to have a son. And for my Muslim brothers, no, I know Ishmael was the oldest, and traditionally wise, the eldest always gets everything. But even in Yahweh word, it say if you have two wives and you love them, but you love the other one, the second wife more, but the first son still gets all, the most, because that's the strength of your beginnings. Only one incident that changed, that Yahweh had laws to implicate that, because why? Jacob had a son, his oldest son, violated before he died, before Jacob died, which his oldest son would have inherited everything of his father. He went into his wife. When we say went into his wife, the terminology, he had sex with his father, Jacob's wife, while he still was living. So therefore, what happened to Reuben? He lost his birthright. Who took his birthright? The youngest. One of the youngest at the time before Benjamin was born, which was, we know his name is Joseph. His name, what mean? Fruitful, multiply, abundant, fruitful. So right there, so yes, my Muslim brothers, yes, the elders do get it, but not in this instance. He also shows things through the spirit. The younger will rule over the elder. In the beginning, Cain was the eldest, Abel was the youngest. Cain's offering didn't please Yahweh. Yahweh told him how to please him, but Cain still, like people do to the day, want to choose their way. Abel did things was pleasing to Yahweh, which was acceptable, and what happened? His brother got angry and slaughtered his brother, murdered his brother, first murder. So the younger would proceed, and what happened? A second Adam. We know who the second Adam, hallelujah. He comes from that Abraham's grandson. Abraham had Isaac, which was the heir, the promised seed. Isaac had Esau and Jacob, two twins, and Esau was the eldest. But he didn't get the blessing. Jacob got the blessing. And he was the youngest. And out of his loins, he had 12 sons, the 12 tribes of Israel. And the fourth tribe of Israel was Yehuda. That's the tribe that Yahushua come from, the kingly tribe. So the younger will rule over the elder. But getting back to the second Passover that's coming up sunset tomorrow, sunset Saturday night, which will be the 14th of Ziv, the second month, where the original Passover, the first, the memorial of the Passover is Aviv, the 14th, which was the first month of the year. You find it also in Exodus chapter 12. We go to Numbers chapter 9. And like I said, only reason why people have this theology that he's replaced someone because they're sitting under someone who wasn't set by the Most High. That way they're not led by the Most High. They're led by doctrines of traditions of men. And as we're told, there's a way, what is Proverbs 6, I believe it is, 16:24, Proverbs, there's a way that seems right, but that way leads to death. And see, these things are right in the scriptures. And they mean something, but people just read over them and go, that doesn't pertain to that. But those things mean something. Numbers chapter 9, the show about the second Passover. And I didn't have a lesson. I'm going to tell you the truth. So that's why I'm talking, but this is good. A lesson come out. Hallelujah. Just to go over some things. Numbers chapter 9. Oh, my God. I got my new glasses today. Hallelujah. And I'm going to use them to read that. I ain't even get the anointing, but they're going to be anointed now. I'm just excited, man. I got my glasses. Boy, I don't know how to work these things, too. It's called progressives. She said, you only need them for reading the little stuff, so we hold your eyes down. But, okay, Numbers chapter 9 says, we're going to start at verse 1. Numbers chapter 9, verse 1, and I'm going to read it in your head. It says, Adonai, this translation comes from the Complete Jewish Bible. Well, I won't do that. I'm going to come out with something everybody familiar with. I apologize if my phone was acting up, so I didn't want to take no chances. But we're going to try this. It's just acting slow for some reason. I guess it's because it's cloudy or whatever. There we go. Hallelujah. That would work too. Everything happened for one of Brother Aha Bell's favorite verses. Romans 8, 30, 32, 28, 30. All things work for the good of those who love Yah. Hallelujah. Okay. we're going to read Numbers chapter 9. Okay. Numbers chapter 9. And Numbers chapter 9 goes like this. I'm going to read it out the W.E.B. So it says, Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they had came out of the land of Egypt. So this is a B, but this is the second year after they came out. Remember, at the Passover, they did a feast on unleavened bread for 7 days, and they left on the 15th. Hallelujah. Verse 2, let the children of Israel keep the Passover in its appointed season. So see, there's no replacement theory or doctrine. That right there canceled that out. It's something Brother Aha Bell and Rabbi, they came, something called it as fail state. Boy, I got to be careful though, trying to walk in these things. So I'm only supposed to read that. You hear me stumble and fall, check on me. No, hallelujah, I'm going to be all right. We take them off when we talk. right there, verse 2 right here, number chapter 9, that helps something. Hallelujah. It's a fail-safe. Let the children of Israel keep the Passover in its appointed season. The appointed season is what we all know, right? For those who don't know, nothing wrong with your refreshing. Exodus chapter 12, you'll find that on the 14th of Abib, that's when the Passover starts. You say, no, it don't. It just say, Yahweh spoke to Moses, Exodus chapter 12, verse 2. It said, this is the beginning of the year. When is that? So you go over to Exodus chapter 13, verse 4, and it says, in the month of Abib when I brought you out. So that's how they go together. Remember this, remember Isaiah, Holy Spirit told us, Isaiah was 28, 26, 8, 9, 10, 20. Here a little, there a little, precept upon precept. That's how you build this. And like Peter said, he told people, if you're not set, you're not under somebody who was sent by Yahweh, how can they preach unless they've been sent? They've been called, they've been sent to preach. How can you learn unless you sit under a learned preacher? You can learn some things, but like I said, there's a way that seems, right? That's Proverbs chapter 16, 24, 12, 24. Pause, I don't know, it might be 6. There's a way that seems, right? But that way leads unto death. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts, no candy coating, sugar coating. That's what's going to happen. So it said, let the children keep it in the appointed season. The appointed season is in a bead. So therefore, right now, if anybody got taught there's a replacement, Yahweh replaced the children of Israel with the Christian church and all that, this right here, that counsels that. Now, you can twist and turn it like Peter warned Brother Peter in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. He warned people. He said, people twist them scriptures to destruction. They twisting themselves out of salvation. Why? Because Romans 3 says he gave the oracles mean the writings, he gave the officiating, the ways how to worship him to Israel first, to go out and teach all nations, like Moshe said in Deuteronomy 8. This is your wisdom to show all nations. So he gave it to them first. He didn't replace nobody. And if he did replace them, he gave them the same exact thing, the same exact template, the same exact thing. How can you say that, Brother Shabbat? When Moshe broke those commandments, he came, told him, come back up, and he gave him the same exact thing. Those commandments was written by the finger of God. So when people say man wrote that book, yeah, men that was inspired by God, it tell you that in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 20, when he said, we have a sure prophecy. We witnessed and seen all these things that's written in these testimonies of Yahshua in this book. We not guessing. We wasn't bored or we just heard about it. Happens. No, he said, these things wasn't written just for somebody's own private interpretation. That's what's getting taught out here now, someone's private interpretation. And the sad thing is about it, it's not someone's private interpretation. It's not man's private interpretation. See where they accuse someone like Brother Ariel got, had a discussion a few weeks ago with an employee, a co-worker or something, and they were a minister and said, we legalistic or we Old Testament. And the law is done away with it, whatever. That's, they have a private interpretation that's being taught by them, by someone. What? There's only two ways, people. Good, evil, fire, water. Choose life or choose death. Proverbs. Ooh, I want to get that verse so nobody don't think. It'll come. I don't know why I'm saying 16:24. Or is it 6:24? It's in there twice. It's in Proverbs twice. I think it's in chapter 24, 16 or 12. And 16, that's probably why I'm saying it. But anyway, good, choose life or choose death, fire or water. So yes, they have interpretation. Now they had to ask themselves, take 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, 20, and say, do you have a sure prophecy? And where is yours coming from? It's the same thing that Paul's saying. He passed it over the years from Bereshit all the way up to the book of Revelation, where Yahshua told the angel to go talk to John that was on the island of Patmos. Because that's where his suffering came from. He got isolated, where everybody else was getting crucified. I heard somebody got tarred or feathered. I don't know, but they died for the homage. They died for this way, these ways of the Most High. Because why? You put your life on it because you know it's true. Because you know you lay down your life, the Father got power to raise your life right back up. Because why? Yahshua, that's what he told him. He said, this is what I was born for. I come to lay my life down, but the Father was going to give me power, and he's going to raise me back up on 3 days. And he did it. And that's what Brother Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15. If we don't believe, I don't know what nobody else is, hallelujah. I don't know what nobody else is serving God for. Maybe it's for a car. Ain't nothing, hey, if that's what you want, that's, hey, brother and sister, hallelujah. If it's for a house, that's what you want, hallelujah. If it's for a promotion on your job, that's, hey, hallelujah. I'm worshiping him for things that moths can't come and eat up, rust, water, rust, or can't, water elements can't rust it or canker it, and thieves can't break in and steal. That's the salvation. So when I lay down, he'll raise me up, because why? He was the first fruit from the dead that was raised up and seated at the right hand of the Father, seeking in heavenly places, because he said in John 14, I go prepare a place for you. And I know he can't lie. Numbers 23 tell me that. God is not a man to lie and a son that need to repent. So if he said it, I know it's true. Brother Mario got a song that he played when we in the car sometime. And they go, if he said it, I believe it. Yeah. Something like that. I don't want to mess that, bro. That bro, that's a nice song. But, yeah. If he said it, I believe. So if I don't, that's what I'm doing this for now. Oh, yeah, I got caught up in that, because why I sat under teachers that wasn't set by the Most High. Who they were set by? Ha-Satan. He's a high person also, but he's not the highest. You understand? It's ranking in the order. Yahshua said it. Somebody said, oh, brother, you lost me. I was with Beth Yahweh. There you go. No, Yahshua said it out of his mouth. I must go. And I think it's what, John 14, John 16? Is it John 16? You know, he said, I got to lead a comforter to you. That's all the comfort is the spirit of truth of God. I'm going to lead you, but the spirit of truth of God is still going to be with you always. Same way, wasn't I with you? He can't tell you in Hebrews 13:5, I'll never leave you nor abandon you and do it. But that's why he tell you in John, you have to endure in my word, stay in my word and endure. Endure to what? To the end. And guess what? He'll do you like Lazarus, come forth. He'll say, Yakael, come forth. Ariel, come forth. Marielle, come forth. Daywell, come forth. Yariel, come forth. Kanukal, come forth. Shafudal, come forth. Y'all follow what I'm saying. The whole Beth Yahweh, I don't want to call your whole name a roll call if you stay in it. But I hope that's what you worshiping it for. Yo, those other things are good too. Cars and clothes. The young people call it drip now. I think the drip is the clothes, or the drip is your jewelry. I don't know. But no, it's so you can have eternal life. Because Romans 6:23 say the wages of sin is death. That's a pay. That's a pay. Because why? Galatians 6 say you reap what you sow. Ecclesiastes, I think Rabbi taught that. Or he get ready to come up and teach that. You plant the seed, and you can't look at the sky, whatever. Oh, it'll come when it's time, the season time for it to come, harvest time, it'll come. Because there's only one harvest, the true harvest. That's the HaMashiach, Yahushua. Hallelujah. It's for eternal life and salvation. That's what you should be serving it for. So to show people that this thing, he didn't replace nobody. He gave the oracles. What did he tell the woman at the well in John 4? She said, I perceive you a prophet because you told me that I had five husbands and the man I'm living with ain't my husband. Mm-hmm. We worship in the mountain because they were Samaritans. They only followed certain of the laws. And he's talking about, our father Jacob opened the well. You stronger than him? Am I stronger than him? He said, woman, if you gave me what I asked you for, I gave you something, the water to drink, for you'll never be thirsty again. rivers of abundant life, everlasting waters. Like it's talked about, what is it, Revelation chapter 20, 21, 22, verse 1 through 3, talk about this crystal water, this water flowing. And he said, woman, you said, you worship in Jerusalem, you Jews. And you talking to me, he said, woman, you know not, I think it's John 4:28-2. Woman, you know not what you worship. Salvation comes from the Jews. Why? Because Romans 3, he tells us, I gave the oracles. What advantage does a Jew have? So the same way they bring the thing, hallelujah, this might be the lesson, the same way they come at us, what advantage does a Christian have? Ain't, that ain't in the scriptures, though, but we can take that and ask, what if, like, hallelujah, never met him in person, but I met him on the DVDs in my room, Rabbi McDaniels. And he says, the burden ain't on you, son. They ask you why you do the Sabbath. You can show them. Go right in the Torah, Yahweh word, but you ask them, show me why, what, show me where, what you do. And all they can tell you is go, because my pastor said, my grandmother did it, and I believe, or I was under the assumption or the understanding, there's a way that seems right, but that way leads to death. It's only a good or evil. The prince of this world, Yahshua said it. I ain't get off that subject. Like he said, I must go let the prince of this world rule. You think Yahshua right here in this world, big son of God, all this chaos going on, nobody abiding by his Torah, his laws and statutes that he tells you in Deuteronomy 8, that would make him look like a lie. That would make David look like a lie and wrote 145 Psalms, even though he didn't write all of them. Moses wrote a couple. Kohath family wrote a couple. Solomon wrote a couple. But you get the picture. That would make all that a lie. That will make Yahshua in Matthew 5, verse 17 to 21, think not I come to destroy the law of the prophets until heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or tittle be passed away. That'll make him alive. But he also left for another key thing. I think that's verse 20, 21. Unless your righteousness exceed the Pharisees or the Sadducees, you won't see the kingdom of heaven. There's a way that look right, but that way is in death. Why? Because they were the spiritual leaders back then. They would be what you call now, what they people call, hey, Bishop. Hi, Bishop. Praise the Lord. How you doing, child? Praise the Lord. Blessed and highly favored, yet show you know you not. But it all depends. What's your sure prophecy? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 20. Because we have one, and this wasn't written by any man's private interpretation. Where's your Romans 3? What advantage does you have, a Christian? What oracles did he get? Where's the new covenant at? So that means that would be the third covenant, the third testament. We got what people try to say, the Old Testament, the New Testament. This would be the old new, the new, or the new point A, B. Or, you follow what I'm saying? Point two, 2A. Yeah, so, and you know what else we had to have? We had to have ten more commandments. Well, really, they got nine. I already saw that one from Exodus 20. We got 10. They got nine because they don't do the fourth one. Well, no, they still got 10. They've redone it. You follow what I'm saying? So anything they come at you with, you show them. We can show them the Passover in Exodus chapter 12 and say this is a perpetual memorial throughout generations. Well, we're going to show them. Well, you missed that first one. He wants you to have salvation so bad. He's giving you a second one, and we just read in Numbers chapter 9, too, let the children of Israel keep the Passover in the appointed season. That go to show you he ain't never did no replacement theology. This cut that right there. Verse 3, on the 14th day of this month at evening, you should keep it in the appointed season. You should keep it according to all its statutes and according to all its ordinance. We know what that is. Don't eat it with no unleavened bread. You follow what I'm saying? Moses tells us, verse 4, Moses told the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. I apologize, y'all, sorry. I don't know why I'm getting loud. I'm the only one up in the room. Sorry about that. They keep the Passover in the first month, verse 5, on the 14th day of the month at evening in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all Yahweh commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did. Verse 6, here we go. There were certain men who were unclean because of the dead body of a man, so they could not keep the Passover on that day, and they came before Moses and Aaron on that day. Right there. That's something that they don't teach now in the so-called replacement people, the replacement people of God, these teachers, these pastors that we know about, what, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11 to 13, marvel not because Satan appears like an angel of light. He used to be an angel of light up there. Ezekiel, read about it. Ezekiel 27:28. He said, marvel not. He has ministers too. What? Ministers of what? Death. Ministers of death. Really, if you think about it, it makes sense. What is it? Ephesians chapter 6, what, 12, starting at 12, put on the whole armor. Is that? Yeah, whole armor. And what's the other one in 2 Corinthians 10 or 1 Corinthians 10? Our weapons are not carnal. Our weapons are not carnal, but our weapons are spiritual. We don't battle against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places, powers, principalities, thrones, and dominions. There are levels of that. Yeah. So you know who in charge of those deans? You know who the dean of those cemeteries? Yeah, I'm going to get you, Ariel, for putting that in my spirit, saying cemetery school. You know who the dean of them theology schools? The powers and principalities of wickedness, the ministers of darkness. In second, that Paul talked about, warned us in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, or was it chapter 11? They minister of darkness. Anybody teaching contrary to this, the oracles, Deuteronomy chapter 8, the ways of life, this is your wisdom. The Psalms what? Psalm 19? Anybody teaching anything contrary to this? No. So the dean of those, the powers up there, the powers to be there, those powers of wickedness, evil, two forces in this world, whether you want to believe it or not. That's who in charge, that's who is behind those schools, them seminary schools, and these pastors coming out and got all these accolades. I'm bishop, pastor, doctor, deacon, reverend, and some letters behind his name. It don't mean I ain't even impressed no more. It's hard to impress me anyway before I came into faith anyway. Just one of them hard-headed, excuse me, Hebrews. I wasn't Hebrew then. You know the old word they call it. But now, definitely ain't no impressed. You can't show me that in the Bible. Why'd you, matter of fact, go get your own book. Don't Satan and them got a book? Man, I had a lot of books before I came in this faith. You know, I studied a lot. I had the Book of the Dead, which that's Friday book right there from Egypt, but my Egyptology brother, because that's like day Bible. To read all the hieroglyphics off the walls and on the pyramids in Egypt. So, you know, okay. I threw all that away, too. I had a Quran one time. I gave that to somebody. There you go. You had that. It's still bad. But if you do what you're supposed to do, and you really, like I told you, like I said, what this salvation is supposed to be about, not for a car, house, business, and all that, blah, 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 these blessings and all that. But you do what you're supposed to do, and you walk in that way, my Muslim brother, he will direct you to the light. But it's your choice now. You want to come out there and say, oh, what was wrong? Well, what would everybody think of me, my brother? Why would you, I'll flee, I'll run. Hey, brother, what happened? You falling for that Christianity? No, I ain't falling. Oh, you falling for that Hebrew stuff too, bro? Yeah, my brother, but. But getting back to what we're saying, where's the teaching of unclean laws? That's in what, Leviticus 15. We're starting Leviticus chapter 11 about unclean foods. A dietary way to put in your temple, because your body, the temple, Brother Mariel taught that 2:7, I believe. Was it 2 Corinthians 6? Our bodies is this temple now. Like how it was, temples are made out of stone. Yahshua is still the chief cornerstone in this body if we do the things that he tells us that's where in this scripture. These oracles that was passed on. Because of the dead body, getting back to that, there was a certain man. They was unclean because they touched a dead body. Numbers chapter 9, verse 6. Explaining why there's two Passovers, why it could be two Passovers after you missed the one that was in appointed season in the month of Abib, the first month of the 14th. So that they could not keep the Passover on that day, and they came before Moses and Aaron on that day. The men said to him, why? Men, we are unclean because of the dead body of the man. Why are we kept back that we may not offer the offering of Yahweh in its appointed season among the children of Israel? Now, these are some righteous brothers that wanted to do the Passover. And who they go to? Moses and Aaron. And what did Moses and Aaron point to? They point to, Moses point to God amongst man, to why he a mediator, and Aaron point to his prophet, his priest. These people was appointed under God, and they just passed on officiating rules that God gave it all to them when they came out of Egypt. Right now, we're in the second year, remember? We're in the second, we're in the first month of the second year, Numbers chapter 9, verse 1. So God teaching, laying down to Moses and Aaron everything. How you going to build a tabernacle? Remember, he taught them in Exodus 25 how to build a tabernacle, a place where I could come amongst you and come between the cherubim, sit in that mercy seat. Those men said to him, we're unclean. See, these brothers wanted to be righteous. He said, why we can't keep this Passover? Verse 8, Moses answered them, said, wait, that I may hear that Yahweh all command concern you. Moses didn't say what 2 Peter say, what 2 Peter say, chapter 2, verse 19 of the 29th, we know for a sure prophecy, this wasn't written in no man private interpretation, what they feel or believe or what I, you know, what it should be. Or Moses said, wait here, my brother. Moses knew where to go to the source. Did Moses switch up all of a sudden? He been going to Yahweh once he seen that burning bush when he was, what, up in the mountains of, or what, with the Median priest, his father-in-law, when he left for Egypt for 40 years, what was it? And Yahweh said, oh, yeah, you go deliver my people. Now, you tried. You started off, but that's not the way I wanted you to do it. Remember, you know that story. You go back and read it. Moshe killed some brothers and buried them in the sand. Then he fled because, you know, they saw him. So he left, and that's, you know, his journey started. But Moshe been, and then Yahweh told him. Yahweh called him up to the mountain and gave him the Ten Commandments. Yahweh called him up three occasions Moses went up that mountain and talked to Yahweh for 40 days, 40 nights. No other man, I believe, done that. Elijah fast. Yahshua fast. We know he could have done it. But Moshe done that. And Moshe, he told Moshe, the harder things that you can't determine, you come to the tent, you and Aaron. You know, the tent. That's where the holies of holies, you go in there, and that mercy seat, and then he said, I'll meet you there, and we'll commune. I mean, I'll come and talk to you there. I'll tell you the hard thing. Don't go taking nothing. That's what people, lean, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 to 5, trust in Yahweh with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding, and he might know, he shall direct your path. No good thing. What's that, Psalms 84, 9, 11. No good thing Yahweh will withhold for them that walk uprightly. Yahweh a sun, a shield, and he give grace and glory. James 1, those who lack wisdom, you want wisdom? Don't look in a crystal ball. Don't go see the psychic that's coming to the Lyric in Baltimore. Don't call, well, Miss Cleo, I think she in jail or dead. Well, that's where you go at when you're a soothsayer, because he told them that back in the Bible in Deuteronomy. A person that conjures and calls, trying to call back people that dead, spirits. Mm-hmm. Wizards. Yeah. Okay. The closest we get to that now, you see it on your news every night and every morning and on the radio. It's called a meteorologist. They try to determine something, but Yahweh won't, you know, punish him like that. Cause, you know, because really we learn from the book of Enoch and the scriptures itself that Yahweh has a pattern for his weather every year. Every year, seasons are every year changing. Just like now, we're in the second month of spring of Abib, and the days are getting longer. Like right now, the sun should be setting. Let me go over it. Well, like I said, it's cloudy on my side. But yeah, right now, what time? Yep. We in the 13th day of Zif, Abib, the Sabbath, hallelujah. But it's a season for everything. But as I was saying, getting back to it, Moshe had to go and get the answer. We know that, we find that again in Numbers chapter 15. It was a man picking up sticks on the Sabbath, and Yahweh said, don't do that. And they caught him. And they said, what should we do? They put him in Ward. You see, Ward. Now, they didn't put him in Brother Ward's house. Brother Ward, Sister Son's house. No, that meant prison, jail, confinement. They held him there, and they went to Yahweh again and said, what do? We do? This brother, we told him. Yahweh said, stone him to death. What do you mean kill him? That's what we say now. Or murder, murder, murder. Oh, man, not a loving God. I can't worship that God of the Old Testament. I can't, because he said in John 4:24, for you New Testament believers, this new, these replacement people, you had to worship in God in spirit and in truth. You can't worship him in falsehood. No Peter Cottontails. I don't care if you change the name from it. He said the Resurrection Sunday, you still worship him in falsehood. No Merry Christmas. No chopping down a tree. No Jeremiah 10. Don't follow the ways of the heathen. Paul tell you, that's Paul echoing Jeremiah. It's what, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and 12. Marvel not, he appears the minister of light. He got ministers of darkness. So whatever we do, the light, the darkness trying to counteract him. Where is that at in the scripture? Go to Egypt when Yahweh sent Moshe and Aaron down to the Pharaoh to take this staff. And Pharaoh had his boys. Remember I said, don't go look in the crystal ball or soothsaying or astrology. They've been proven wrong several times. Say, what you mean? He beat them up down in Egypt. He beat all 10 of their gods and all his magicians, this Moses and Aaron. And then what happened? He brought the Hebrew boys, and they was in captivity. They came out of Egypt and got the land and was doing good in the promised land, and they violated the Sabbath. They wasn't like these people here asking in verse 6, hey, how do we keep this? Why we can't get the, we know we can't get the Passover because we know we unclean, and the law says we can't go nowhere for 7 days. When we come to a dead body, a cemetery, a funeral home, yeah, a graveyard, yep. He said, why can't do it? So what happened? He sent them in bondage for 70 years, and they go in a place called Babylon, Babylonian captivity, Nebuchadnezzar, and he had 3 Hebrew boys. Daniel, the judge of God, Asherah, and Mishael. We know them as Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. And what happened to them? They beat the soothsayers again. See how the world is? There's a way to seem, right? So now don't go to no crystal ball. Go to that Bible. But my pastor say, like I tell everybody, I don't get into them no more back in the desert. What did God say? What did God say in his Bible? If you don't believe that's true, why are you carrying it? Take it out your car back window, because the sun is the only one getting the best out of it. The sun and the rain or the bugs or whatever be in the back of your car window while you in your house. Because you ain't opening up reading it. You open it, people open up a cookbook more than they open up a Bible. Let me get that recipe. Let me see. Or back in the day, a phone book more than they open up their Bible and walk right to my hallelujah, I'm blessing the hallelujah. Shut up. There's a way that seems right, but that way leads to death. But anyway, Moses and them went to Yahweh and got the answers. And then verse 9, Yahweh spoke to Moses saying, here it is, y'all, Numbers chapter 9, verse 10. Say to the children of Israel, if any man of you or your generation is unclean by reason of a dead body or is on a journey far away, he shall still keep the Passover to Yahweh. Hallelujah. But when? Verse 11. In the second month, on the 14th day at evening, they should keep it, and they shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Hallelujah. So that will be, because right now is the 13th of this, the second month, right? On the Gregorian calendar, they call this May, the fifth month. Okay. All right. But what? Now we see why family, they want to change everything. Daniel 7:25, think to change the ways of the Most High. See, why? It'll get you disorientated. I guess that's a word. Miscombobulated. I guess I'm messing up words tonight. Apologize. But it'll get you confused. And this is what, this is popular culture, pop culture, Western ways. Nobody does them ways. Yeah, I'm going to show you how them ways are still good. I'm going to share something with you personally after we finish this. What's this? Oh, we just finished it. The second month, verse 11, the 14th day of the year, you should keep it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Bitter herbs is a part of the menu that night at the Passover. You find that in Exodus chapter 12. So what they're doing every first and fourth Sunday, every second and third Sunday, when I was a Catholic, Aha Bell, Chef Fuel, we were Catholic. They do it every Sunday. So what they doing, they killing him every Sunday. And when I was a Seventh-day Adventist, Brother Burak, we did it whenever the pastor felt like we should do a communion. Every quarter, first quarter, oh my goodness. So he just as worse as the Pope, thinking he the vicar on earth. Yahshua is still here on earth. After Yahshua then crucified, sacrificed his life and went up into the heavens and sitting there right at the Father, the Pope, they going to Rome or somewhere, bowing down, kissing his dirty ring, asking him his advice. What you think about same-sex marriages, Pope? You see what hey, y'all see what happened? You see where did Moshe go in verse 8 right here, Numbers 9, 8. Moshe said, wait, that may hear what Yahweh says. People going over to Rome. Every president I know since I was little, they go talk to a Pope. Why you don't go sit down and open up your Bible? No, and don't say, well, they taught the Jewish rabbis too. No, not them phony ones that Revelation tell you about. So how the nerve are you going to say that? Why? Because if they're not dividing and doing the laws and following the ways of God's way, there's false too. There's a way that seems right. Now, that seems real right. Why? They even wear them strings, them strings that hang down off you around your pants that I see y'all wear. And they got real long beards. You can have a beard down to your belt buckle. That don't make you righteous. See, there's a way that seems right. Oh, they got to be righteous. They the Jews. Oh, okay, they wear all black suits. Yeah. That's a shame if you take your Bible out the back of your car window or under your car seat so you don't forget it, so you don't walk into church without it, Sunday. Maybe if you open it up, you find out Sunday ain't the day, and you don't have to go. I was under the understanding, like I was told by my sister last week, that we worship on Sunday because that's when the Messiah was raised. That's not the true fever. If you just take your time and go through the Bible, but I asked her a question, she ain't answered that yet. If you want to, because I ain't forcing nothing no more. One day, if you feel like it and want to, my sister retired and her husband, I will take off from work and catch the subway out to your house and sit there and take you through the, what y'all call the Passion Week. I don't care what week you want to call it. And we ain't going to never get the good Sunday. Only thing good about Friday is what right now came in every Friday at sunset is the Shabbat. Hallelujah. But anyway, that's enough of that. So now we see why. Now you see what they doing, though? They going to a Pope. They going to ask the Pope, how you feel about that? I wouldn't care how he feel. He needs salvation. Man, people better get back in this Bible, man, and repent, like he said, and turn back to Yahweh and ask Yahweh for guidance. I don't tell nobody to come to my place. And you can ask anybody that know me. Say, Rob, I know that you always tell somebody, start talking to God. Prayer, but it's like talking. You ain't got to get on your knees all the time, even though Psalm 75, tell you you should bow your knees. And you say, start talking to God every day and just start reading his love letter, the mind of God, which is in his Bible. Because John 17:17 says, sanctify them with your truth. What's your truth? How can I find the truth? Where is it at? Over here in the rock, crystal ball. Oh, so I see that psychic over there? No, thy word is the truth. So if you are this new replacement people, you carry a Bible, you claim you're all this New Testament Bible. He tell you in John 4:24, God is the spirit. You got to worship the spirit of truth. You know not what you worship. The time going to come. Then he also tell you, Matthew 5 said, think not I come to destroy the law of the prophets. He the word of God. You admit and will say he the word of God. Yeah, I'm covered by his blood. And you won't walk through his, let his word sanctify the truth. 2 Timothy 3:15. Rebuke, reproof, and correct. And see, like, oh, this is wrong. Oh, this is wrong. Oh, my God. How people say, oh, my Lord. Yeah, oh, my Lord. I guess I ain't that blessed. Highly sanctified, I am, but who am I blessed and highly sanctified by and through and been approved of this? Oh, Say it ain't so. Yup, Hasatan, the devil. That Vincent Price laugh. I want to know if he laughs like that. Well, I don't know. He ain't going to be laughing too long. His days, his numbers is coming short. Got people lying, telling people, getting sick of hearing that. You know, you better get yourself together. Noah coming back. He get ready to come back now. He coming back any day. Oh, my goodness, it's sad. But like I said, we're your doctor. We can, whatever scripture we got, we can show them and flip the scripture right on them, and they can't show one. No, you can't use this for that. Nah, you got to get your own commandments. Well, you did pick some. No, you even using my Savior, crucifixion. Could you lying and saying he died on a Good Friday and got up early Sunday morning, 3 days, three nights? That's impossible. So you even got to get somebody to do that for you, trying to take my Savior. But you know what? I ain't stingy. You can have him. But you just got to take my hand, because I'm trying to be one of the children of the kingdom. If you hear us, come and take our hand. We're marching through, yeah, for the Mashiach, Yahushua, yeah, King of Jerusalem, yeah, the King, Yahushua the King. Yeah, it's a way to sing, right? Okay, so now we know, family. That's hallelujah. That's good. So this replacement garment, show me your second Easter. I don't see two Easters. And that word Easter in Acts chapter 12, verse 4, like, it's in the Bible. You said find something in the Bible. Do your research and Google it. The same way you look for who got the cheapest gas, use that Google and let them tell you what that word is supposed to be. And so, well, originally it comes from the word is going to say Pesach, which is a Hebrew origin and all that, which meant Passover. Uh-huh. And then let your pastor, who wasn't sent by God, Jeremiah 3:15, a pastor with my mind, my thoughts, let this mind be in you like how Mashiach, Philippians chapter 5. Let this mind be in you like that. No, he's going to give you what his thoughts. He's going to do what Peter warned us, 2 Peter 3:14-15. He's going to twist and say, and see, that's what it is. You're going to leave out there and say, I knew that was right. I knew that my Lord saved and turned right. I knew he raised on Sunday. I knew that's why we go to church on Sunday. Hallelujah. Yep, I knew it. Yep. And you're going to be in that same line if you don't change your life, because salvation is coming every day you hear the truth. And when you wake up on that great judgment day, because Hebrews 9:27 says, appointed once that all mankind, you too, women, you say, no, that's a man. You in it too, baby, because you can't, the first woman, Mother Eve, unless you in that Egypt garbage and that African garbage and all that garbage, where the mother woman is the earth and all that. That mother woman ain't had nothing unless that man had a seed. In the Hebrew, we know the seed is what? The nun. Number what? 14, continuing. And the first birth for someone, well, we know Yahweh created Adam. He formed him he gave us a little insight. Mankind trying to, I don't want to say the nutty, but yeah, that's what they looking like. Now, they ain't even looking like Jerry Lewis, the nutty professor, you know, Eddie Murphy for the younger people. I said, what are you talking about, Jerry Lewis? Yeah, that's where Eddie Murphy got nutty professor from the young group with Janet Jackson and them. Yeah, that's Jerry Lewis, the old dude. Yeah, the nutty professor. But anyway, Professor Clumps, yeah, uh-huh. But no, he's looking more like my man Bela Lugosi. That's Dracula. Yeah, he look like Dracula too. So that's what some of these false pastors doing, sucking the life out of people. Because that's what's going to happen. These people die. They sucking the life out of them every Sunday, lying to them. Leviticus 17:11 warns you, don't eat no blood. Blood is the life of the body. Don't eat nothing strangled or whatever. That's what these ministers of darkness doing every week. Sucking the blood out of people. And they think they blessed in Hollywood. I'm blessed in Hollywood. Praise the Lord. Some of my bullshit. I should have bought a Honda. That ain't no speaking in no tongue. Almost said an explicit word. Begin with a D. But that really wasn't a bad word, but if it's used out of context, it would. Hallelujah. But that ain't no speaking in tongue. That's no speaking in tongue. I sound like a slave. I am. I'm a bondsman of Yahshua. I am a slave of this word. Because what I'm speaking tonight to some people that ain't never heard the truth of the Most High, it sounds like I'm speaking in a tongue. It's a shame a person know what, and they don't even know what shit up on a Honda meant. Mama Mabusi, garbage. They faking you out because why? You don't study your Bible, 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved to God, not no man, no bishop, no pastor. I made that mistake too. I start studying to show myself approved to God. Be like a worksman, rightly dividing the word of truth. Here little, there little. That's what this means. God, what Moses say? I don't know what it means. It mean this. Spin the bottle. Let me close my eyes and this what it mean. No. God, what this mean? God ain't going to tell me. 3 weeks later, 2 years later, like, that's what I asked you. I know you wasn't ready for it then. You had a one out there and said this to the people you were coming, that I was leading your, through your path and your walk. You done messed them up for sure. I might have never been able to got them back. You wasn't ready for that, but now you are. Whew. Because what Paul said, when I was a babe, I spoke as a babe. That even counts as in this walk and this life. And then you got to mature. You got to get off that milk. See, I'm weaned now. My wing, a wax. Yeah, I'm weaned from the milk. I ain't on no real strong stuff like Rabbi. Rabbi on like steaks and all that stuff. I'm on like little like oatmeal. You say oatmeal. I'm talking like a slave. On like, oatmeal. Let me calm down. You know, little food, little fruits and stuff. But I'm not on milk no more. Hallelujah. And you know how you get off that milk? You stay in that prayer, keep reading that word, and asking God for his revelation. What's your understanding? And be patient. Trust him with your whole heart, meaning that's your own understanding. He might know. He shall direct your path. Yeah. See, what a lot of people out here doing what they want to do, and it sound good, and they got everybody juked because people don't even know how to follow their Bible. They turn it. My question is, put it down. You ain't doing nothing in there. Put it, everything he said don't do. Somebody told you can do. Oh, you don't worry about that. Even Jesus ain't even tell that lie. He even followed the Passover. If you read in your Bible, the King James, he did everything. And now they tell you got a pastor telling you he did. Anyway, now we know what the salvation is, right? That's important how Passover is and never been done away with in the way the oracles of God and passed on transmission. Keep on going, keep on going. One word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Don't worry about breaking it up. Old Testament, New Testament. The New Testament, a lot of believers, if you ask them that, the Christian believers, these replacement people, they think the New Testament is at the Last Supper, what they call it. It could be the Last Supper, but why? Yahshua died the next morning. I mean, the next evening around about 3 o'clock, of course he wasn't going to eat no more. He told you, I can't drink nothing tonight. I got to be with my priest. This is my last job here. And, you know, but remember all the other times we drank wine together and stuff? You know, ate fish and all that. But I come back and eat some fish with y'all or something like that. But can't drink no more until we do it up in, you know, up there in Father's house. But I got to do about this work right here. Give me that bread. This bread represents my body. Take me out tomorrow. But it's all going to be good. I'm coming back. Give me that cup right there. Bless that cup. So this they think that's the New Testament. They're what's the word I'm trying to say? This it's a word you say. The symbols, the symbol. I hate saying. Y'all know what I'm trying to say though. That's what they are. That's not the New Testament. He also was explaining, giving them more of his disciples that were there, and us now the new ones. What Exodus 12 meant way back then when it was given to Moshe. He giving more clarity on it. He's fulfilling it. There you go. What Brother Dan Wells? Oh, yeah. What is Blog Talk type? He magnifying it. What Brother Ahab Bell say? He's studying to show himself. What Rabbi say? Be nice. Get understanding. What Ariel? Hebrew culture. And what my man Ariel said? It's that simple. Can it be? Don't twist it. Just do like, don't twist it like Peter say, 2 Peter, twist it all to destruction. Do like Moshe and them Ben Noah, like he just did in verse 7 and 8. And number 9. Go ask Yahweh and wait on him. Wait on the Lord. Wait, I say. Okay, so now we see that that's how important the Passover is. It'll never be replaced or put out. He gave two of them, two Passovers. That's very fishy for somebody to say that's done away. They got nailed to the cross with Colossians 2. That ain't what Colossians 2 talking about. How dare you? There's no way you ask God that in prayer. You didn't even pray God for that. For 3 days straight, I'd give you that. You didn't even fast for a half a day, and God gave you that answer. Like, yep, that's what Colossians 2:14 means. Don't let no man judge you, no reason, all that. One man esteem one day more than another day, man. Any day can be your side. Man, you ain't got to do no class A, whatever, man. And you can do the pass over every first and third, second and fourth, and once a quarter or whatever. No, it said doing this, how oft, that word off don't mean as often as you do. See, no, that's in your English understanding and your learning. I mean, how oft, when you do it during that season, that appointed season, that time, that 14th of a bead when it comes every year. That's what you do in remembrance of me and the bitter herbs. And remember, oh man, that's why. Not first and third Sunday. Hebrews even tell you that. I think it's what, 7, 8, 13? You're killing them all the time. Now, if you do that for practice, I mean, okay, Allen Iverson, practice, you better make sure you do it on the 14th of a B. And if you unclean, you missed it, you went to a funeral, you was near a dead body or whatever, it was way somewhere where they ain't had no lamb, no 11 bread or nothing. I don't know where you may have been, but whatever. You make sure you get back on this, the second month. Not February on the Gregorian calendar. Nope, that don't count. Only the peace of God know your heart. You know you have to go. You know, no. I'm Brother Shabuel. I'm going to tell you, and the rest of the brother might say that. That don't count. I'm like Rabbi McDaniel said one time on the tape. If God tells you stand on what, your left leg and hold it, don't stand on your right leg. Well, he meant, you know, as long as you were standing on one of them, and that's why I love that brother. Like, oh, yo, you must have been related. That's how my father gets busy. Don't do what my father and mother say. You getting your butt beat. These new parents, like, well, he meant it, or they was trying to be. Not in my family. You ain't tried hard enough. Come and get some of this. I'm going to show you how I try. I'm going to do my job. Yeah. He tell you come, like he said, with Rabbi McDaniel on that tape, he said, if he tell you come on Sabbath, you're going to come on Sunday, Monday, make your own Sabbath. But he's right. If somebody told you come and get this $1 million at 2 o'clock on Thursday at 4:49, you're going to be there on the Gregorian calendar. Now, only people going to be blessed on that one that the people that follow Yahweh calendar. But some of them, what they say, the children of the darkness, most smarter than the ways that children of light. They might even go counsel with somebody, say, hey, school man, what's y'all second day? And y'all, what y'all call second day? Monday, y'all second day? Okay. Word? Mm-hmm. What's the times here? Oh, times is still times. Oh, 12 o'clock. All right, thank you, brother. What month is the fourth month? It's not, what y'all call Hey, thank you. Hey, brother, look, hey, man, peace, man. God bless you. And they go get that $1 million and won't give you a dime of it. Greedy. Beware of covetousness. Yeah, she would have told us that. But anyways, family, it's 8:49. But that was, sorry about that, but hey, that's part of the lesson. See all this replace, they come up, we replacing that. This is what happened this week. I was sharing something with my family, all my family members. I sent a good article because my stepson started on the first, yeah, the day I had to teach that Sunday. He asked me something, and I found an article that night. So it would have been the first of this that Sunday. And I said that same article with all my family. And I got a reply. I was like, well, I was under the impression that we go on Sunday. The Sabbath got changed. Now, the person, they said, the Pope, they did change it to Sunday. I said, whoa. Now, you acknowledge that much. Okay. But then you're going to say, but I was under the understanding that, because he rose, and I said, I lean not to your own understanding. Sanctified him in the truth. He didn't leave nothing up. That's why he wrote the word. So you don't have reproof the seed for correction. You don't have to take it under your understanding or who you've been sitting under telling you these lies, these falsehoods. They're in darkness. I don't care how nice they say the church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care how nice and proper and clear they sound out. And that can help you with one. Get in that line. You're going to the pit. Yes, hell.
Hey, is that my pastor? That's your pastor too, Pastor Spade. Hey, Pastor, tell him we in the wrong line.
Hey, my child. I ain't got time to talk to you. I'm trying to get out of here. Hey, you remember that parable you skipped? Luke, I think it was Luke 16 or 14, the parable of Lazarus, the rich man, and poor brother that begged outside, and dogs licked his. And Lazarus said, can I come? Can you send Lazarus, my servant, to dip his finger in some water and just put on my tongue? And can I come back because I got five brothers? And what he tell him? No, where you at is a gulf. Ain't no coming back, brother. If you did come back from the dead, they still wouldn't believe you. That's all right. They got Moses preach every Sabbath, every seventh day, every Sunday. And why he say that? Because what happened? He went to the stake. And what happened? He died. Before he went to the stake, though, his boy Lazarus lay there for 4 days, and he brought him back, and they still wanted to kill him. So they said, we not only going to kill him when he come in town, we going to kill his homeboy Lazarus, too. We're going to kill Lazarus again. He already died once. We going to kill him again. I bet you he won't get up this time. So both of them. That would have been enough right there to say, hey, I believe. Hey, that's it, man. I seen him bring the man dead 4 days. Yes. That's why he said that. He didn't came back, and they know he came back. He is risen. Hallelujah. He's the king sitting on the right hand of the Father right now. Going to come back with his reward. He wasn't prepared to place. And that's why he said, they won't believe if a man come back from the dead. Some people won't. Some, let's say that. Some. Some have hardened hearts. But what this lesson, family, really wasn't a lesson. I just wanted to explain and turn it into a lesson. Hallelujah. I would explain the second Passover, the importance of the ways of Yahweh. There's nobody replaced Yahweh. Right? We always had a remnant. What do you tell Elijah? It's 7,000. Elijah ain't never been down to bed. So you can stay up in this cave and cry if you want to. But, you know, it's cool. No. So we will never have to feel like we're alone and throw our hands up and say, oh, yes, Satan has been a number. He got some people on lock. But what we had to understand, we had Yahweh be sharing with me some mornings when I'm walking to work and be saying that. Everybody here ain't called. Some people he called and they ain't want to come. Some people are comfortable and content right where they are. Like, what? I got my promotion. You crazy. I got my house. You crazy. I got my portfolio, my retirement. But like me and Mr. Thomas were talking on the job last week. Up here at these gates, that portfolio you got, man, that is impressive. You got 2.5 million. Yeah, that's impressive. You had $475,000 in your bank account. Okay. Yeah. $200,000 in Bitcoin. You was doing it. And three insurance policies valued over $4 million. Hey, I see all that, but you ain't on the register. Excuse me. Let me talk to who's in charge up in here. Oh, you want to talk to Judas. Oh, no, Judas is not watching this gate. He's not the gate guard. Psalms 84 said, I'll just be happy to be the guard at the gate. You're going to have a real guard at that gate. It might just be King David. I don't know why he said that, but it might be. Y'all know the psalm. What, Psalms 84:10 or Psalms 83:10? Because that's right before no good thing where Yahweh withhold of them and walk uprightly. He's the son of the shield, give grace. Look. See, they looking for Judas. Remember, Judas used to hold a bag when he was one of his disciples with Yahshua. See, most people just know Judas' job is he betrayed the Messiah and all that. And he once sold him for 30 pieces of silver. You know that? No. Judas held that bag, too. Judas was stealing, too. It's in the spirit. I don't know. I've read it a long time ago. It was in one of them gospels. Oh, Judas was hitting that bag. That's why Yahshua always warns us, too. Ain't that a ninth commandment or something, gentlemen? Beware of covetousness. Timothy come along too, 2 Timothy 6. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let Crestwell Dollar and them fool you. Talking about money. You blessed because you got money. Don't let that fool you. Ain't nothing wrong with money, but you better be righteous like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Job. We can go on. In our congregation, we got some people that's blessed. But don't let that fool you. That's what the world is caught up in now. Materialism. Everything is get the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get the money, get the money. And ain't nobody has no morals. What God? You talking about, I want to thank God for this reward. Yeah, you is thanking the God. Satan sitting up there smoking his cigar. Well, Satan might be smoking a blunt or something now. I don't know. I don't know what he might be doing. He might be sitting back like, yeah. Got his glass up with strong drink. Like, that's my boy. That's my daughter right there, Cardi. That's my girl, Cardi. Just like her great-great-great-great-great-grandmother, Jezebel. That's her. Ship off the whole block. That's it. You ain't thinking of God of the Most High, homeboy. So what you mean? No, you didn't. And you went on and kept on your whole body tattooed from your forehead down to your big toe. And you supposed to, I want to thank you. You don't even mark your body up. I don't care if you put crosses all over your body. You're not supposed to do that. Yeah, he say pick up your stake. And the King James said pick up your cross. But he's talking about pick up your stake. I mean, pick up that way of life. Pick up your sacrifice. Because Romans 12 says you're supposed to be a living sacrifice. Pick that up. You don't mean like I'm going to show them. You can put your whole stuff like that. Like I said, I don't mean you righteous. But see, people, it's, what's going on out here? The new Western way got everything. You got everything out here. People just do what you like, kind of like Judges. The last, verse in the book of Judges would say, that was a time when Israel had no king. Israel always had a king. So why? Yahweh, Elohim, Yahweh always is the king. But they choose not to follow him. So let's get that right. He never left them. He never went nowhere. He turned from them at a time because he had to chastise them. Because he said, Hebrew, he chastised those he loved. But left them, abandoned them. Only you can choose to leave him. He wished that no man perished. That's why he did two makeup Passovers for anybody out there that missed the one in April. Or somebody told you don't have to do that because that's Jewish and now we are the Christian thing and they've been replaced and all that. You better get yourself some unleavened bread. You better get you some bitter herbs, some horseradish, some bitter herbs, a little lamb something, and a little wine, a little grape juice or something, and open up that Bible in Exodus chapter 12 and pray. If you can't find somebody, say, Father, teach me what to do. That's where your salvation starts, right there. And it's ticking. Because every first of the 7 month, Etayim, is something called the occurrence of ruin. They say the blowing of a memorial, blowing the trumpets, but it's the blowing of the rams on the shofar. It's going to sound like this, but way numerous as this. Can't blow it now because I've been talking too much. It's going to be sounding, they'll be going off. That's what's going to happen. So that's when he come back. He can't come back no any time. That's what happens when you sit under somebody or whatever. And like I said, the way to sing, right? We live in a world that everybody think everything's outdated, Yahweh antiquated. 7:30, 8:30, yeah, we're going to slow this down. So I'm going to share this with my son, what happened to my son. A couple weeks ago, he went to Myrtle Beach with his new family. He got a little two-month-old baby and fiance. And I said, hey, son, I've been reading up more stuff. He never looked at my text and stuff I share. Kind of make me mad to see the real. And I said, hey, man, if you don't read anything I send you, check these ones out. And then one of them was like, hey, man, since you down in Myrtle Beach, I noticed when I was in Georgia, when the baby was 2-3 days old, when I went to Target or certain Walmart, it was hard to find the formula they had them on. So whenever I say that, I snatch them up, back, back, back. I said, so when you down there in Myrtle Beach, because I used to live in when I was married in Columbia, a couple hours from Myrtle Beach. I said, man, that's about 300 something miles away from Georgia where you live at, right? He said, yeah. I said, that's like 700 something miles around. So I said, on your way down and coming back or down there, go around and get you some baby formula food and back. You know, my son wrote me today, texted me today, said, hey, if you come across this kind of formula, I'll pick it up for me and send it and mail it to me. And y'all gonna think I'm a bad granddaddy. I told him, no, I'm not. I'm not looking for nothing or picking nothing up. Because I told you that 3 weeks ago. But see, you think your father's old man. Oh, chill out, man. You can do this and that. I told him, tell Google or somebody to get it. So that you won't believe Google. I was around before Google. I was around before poor people had a computer in their house in 1983 that cost $5,000. If you had parents like me, say, get out of here, shut my door. Nobody spent no money for that foolishness. Nobody got no money for that. Yeah. Businesses always had computers. You know, big clock. Like on the Jetsons and all that, but how? Nah, you had to have more money. Nah. So you want to listen to them more? Somebody who had a grandmother that was born in 1900, a grandfather was born in 1886, a father that was born in the Great Depression in 1929, a mother in 1932. So you don't want it? Okay. And none of them graduated from high school? Nah, I ain't looking for nothing. Because you guys have to learn, when I tell you something, I'm your father, I'm going to tell you something for your own good. I'm not your grandmother. I'm telling you for your good now. You're going to learn. And then another thing, you said, what they got to do with that, Shabuel? I've been telling y'all since you didn't want to do the circumcision. I understand that. New parents, I don't know how to go. Nobody to talk to anyway. I said, make sure she breastfeed that child. Because see how Yahweh knows things in wisdom? They might not have no formula on the shelf, but if she can eat food and be take care of herself, and Yahweh produce breast milk to feed that child. The baby, that's been a long time since I've been had a baby. My son be 28. But if I remember correctly, a child can't even drink water until they're 4 or 6 months old or something like that, and they don't even start eating food. So everything is milk. If they don't have no food, any of them babies been born since my grandson was born in February or afterwards, and their mother been breastfeeding them, they good to go. They ain't got to panic and worry about, y'all don't see the formula. Ain't nothing on the shelf. The war is messing up the food. So it's a way. See this new modern way? You might want to hold on to some of them old ways. Yahweh know what he's doing. But on that note, family ain't going to hold you. I talked too much. I didn't even have a lesson. But I just wanted to clear up that this, whatever comes your way when people say stuff, so let them know the significance of how important. When they say somebody's been replaced or whatever, you take them to Numbers chapter 9. What else are you going to that? What this mean? How is it 2 Passovers if that thing wasn't important? Because if you could do it every first and third Sunday, or second and third Sunday, or every Sunday, or every quarter, what they call communion, you can call it communion, whatever, but you better do the unleavened bread, and you better do what he say in the menu in Exodus chapter 12. If you could do it like that, why would he say on the second month, Moses? Tell them they can do it every month they want to. Then that way the Christians, the replacing people, you only wrong because why? You ain't doing it on the 14th of every month. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. You good. But you doing it on, you still going to have man do what they want. Second and third, fourth. Now, they be in violation, but y'all just doing it the 14th of January, February, March, April, May. You be right. He didn't tell Moses that. He said on the second month. And on that note, family, let's not forget, we're in the month of Zif. And 1 Kings chapter 6 tells us Solomon began to lay the foundation of the temple of the Most High in the month of what? Zif. So we still got to keep building. Even though we came out of the Passover season, we got it. The month of the whole month of Abib. But we still keep those things in the forefront of our mind, like brother Jack and Eliezer always say. It's getting clear to me now what he mean. We still keep that unleavened bread. We still keep sweetness. Still keep, you understand what I'm saying? Still keep asking for forgiveness, which I had to do Wednesday because me and a couple of receptionists, I apologize. They should apologize too, but I did what I supposed to do. Just because Passover season coming up, you ask for forgiveness. Hey, brother, forgive me. Sister, forgive me or whatever. And then after that's over, you don't do it. No, you keep doing that. Why? Like Paul says, make my life a living sacrifice. What Paul said, I die daily. This thing ain't over till we take it. What Paul say? like a fighter. You box and train the win, and you fight the good fight. And we got to do what? Do it to the end. We got to be like servants of Yahshua. What did Yahshua do after that Passover meal? Yep. He went outside, kicked up, lit up a fat cigar. No, he didn't. He girded his loins, and he grabbed a rag and a bucket, and he went around and wiped 12 grown men's funky feet, because all he did was walk. The king that created the heavens and earth and universe, who's going to lay down, die, give his life up 12 hours later, washed 12 grown men's funky feet after teaching them. Taught them what this Passover represented that you heard all your life. Now I'm going to bring it into fruition. It's going to happen right before your eyes, and write these things and leave it for the people in the future, like we in the future, hallelujah, that they can keep it going. Don't let nobody tell you this stuff is over. Like Rabbi McDaniel said, you showed me. But really, I ain't interested in why you wasting your time, but why it ain't in this book. Y'all better get a new book and rewrite it all. And on that note, family, I want to say hallelujah. And thank you, Father Yah, for allowing us to enter into this Shabbat of yours on the 13th of Ziv, the second month. And let us continue to build our temple. Our human bodies are the temple that where you come and dwell. Let's keep it clean. Let's keep the things that we eat and put in our temple, because that's our mouth represents the, our minds represent that altar, right? So we have to keep everything clear where you come into dwelling there. Forgive us of our sins and us. Open up our spiritual ears and spiritual eyes and give us your understanding. Not what Brother Shabbat said, because I messed things up. But make it clear. Give them clarity that they can receive whatever was said tonight, Father Yah. And forgive me if I erred, Father Yah. I do not want to lead anyone astray. And forgive me for not having a lesson, Father Yah. I tried and tried, but I don't want to twist and push nothing, so I went this way. Let's keep everyone in prayer, as I said. Our Zakin, Brother Gary, his back is healing. Zakin Ward, hope he's healing. Sister Debbie, keep her in prayer. Keep Brother Kev, her son, in prayer. Keep him lifted up, strengthen him, because he has to be the spokesman from his mother. And I hope if you're listening, Brother Kev, you better be standing on your knees and doing like Moses and going to Yahweh for counsel, not some Google, like I told my son and them. You go to Yahweh, because Sister Debbie, I call Debbie is a servant, a Beth, that's daughter in Hebrew, of the Most High. I know the culture, and most people say this, and they got 3 good reviews and 4 stars. I don't care if they got 16 stars times 4 or 16 times 16. Go to Yahweh and ask. They know my mother needs this. Excuse me, but Dr. So-and-so, he's the sweet. Dr. Yahshua said, my mother needs this. So let's lift him up in prayer. Let's keep all our teenagers in prayer, because they're dealing in this world of this materialism, this spiritualism, and this world of, really, it's a world of hate. Every rap song I heard on the way home, talking about how many people they killed. Father, y'all, let's keep us as your lights in this darkened world. Let's be the salt in this world. And so if we feel beaten down by this world, no, we call on you, and you are stressing us up, like the example you showed us of Yahshua in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he went and prayed to you 3 times, but then when he got weak, he said, but not my will, let thy will be done. And let people know today is the day of salvation. And that Passover points to your salvation at the beginning, that blood that everybody want to proclaim, and that replacement group that think they replaced Israel, the people who God gave his law, statutes, and commandments. Psalms 105 said, I know nobody but Israel. I gave them my laws, statutes. He's giving up no one else. You can come in. Anything I forgot to pray for, Father, forgive me. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, trustworthy, mighty one, who says and does and who speaks and fulfills all whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled. For you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate king. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Amen. And I forgot to pray for my rabbi. Lift him up and keep him strong. All my Kohen brothers, Yariel, keep him and his family strong while they go into the mourning of his one of his little brothers. My brother Ariel and his family. My brother Mariel. My brother Darewell, keep him strong as he's strengthening and he's getting to get strong every day and walking, getting his walking back on. My brother Ahavel, keep him strong so he can stay prayed up so his and can keep praying and ministering for his daughter Naomi, keep her strong and she recover. My brother Kunal El down there in Houston. Keep him strong so he can continue to conduct that Bible study and know that he's the authority at that Bible study with whoever's in there. Don't let them intimidate you if they're a pastor coming in with a collar on. I don't care if they come in a robe or whatever. You under the authority of Yahweh HaMashiach who knows the word. Don't let them come in with no Christian commentary and I believe it's this and I believe it's that. They can believe what they want because there's a way that seems right, but that way leads unto the death. Brother Shafu'el, keep him lifted up so he can continue to ride on these roadways and be safe and get people, children, to those schools safely. Keep him lifted up and his employee. Leave all any of my brothers. Ariel, Yariel, Darewell, Mariel, Kanuko. No, that's it. And bless everybody. To your son, Yahushua, soon coming King and Redeemer. Amen. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Shalom.
You're a man. you can.
If you say I'm free in my mind,
you can.
Yeah.
Believe it.
Yeah.
You can.
If you say,
the great I am.